Grain futures. Well, there was a little green on the screen last night when the grain trade got opened, as yesterday's crop ratings showed corn staying unchanged at 61% good to excellent, the poor category increasing in size, which says the corn yields, even though the ratings stayed unchanged, are still not well. They're well under last year, by the way. Even Illinois was down, one of the I states. The bean trade had seen the condition report off 1%, but they yawned at that, given the fact that weather is turning out to be pretty good here for August as we get into it this week and next week, possibly helping yield. So corn and soybeans were firm in the night, but then went sour as the day session came on, as there's basically a void of buying interest from index funds until that report gets out of the way tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The wheat trade, under pressure, giving back all of the gains it had seen Sunday night that it took away yesterday and today, as there are rumors flying, not substantiated, but rumors flying that the minister of, I've got to find his name here, Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan is making a proposal for both Moscow and Kyiv to establish a moratorium on attacks against commercial vessels in the Black Sea. Well, that's all fine and dandy. The rumors are flying, but Russia has not responded to this. Ukraine is interested. So the fact that one party's interest, the grain market runs on hope, driving prices down, hoping it occurs. But this could just be an opportunity for end users to buy into this board pricing, because seasonally, wheat prices turn up here after August as demand will increase substantially. West Africa, Middle Eastern buyers, Southeast Asia, they are running low on stocks. They got to start buying soon. So there's a price break today. We shall see if that price break holds past tomorrow's WASDE numbers. A lot of things to be considered. The acreage is a wild card. Yield potential on average right now is down slightly from last month. Demand needs to be looked at aggressively by the USDA. They're dragging their feet, reporting what is truly demand applied to carryout. It's a big deal. Right now, the guesses for new crop carryouts down to about 1.72 billion. I'm under 1.7. I'm in that 1.68, 1.69 category, which means corn, once we get through tomorrow, well, should be turning higher on price value, and a rising tide floats all ships, and that's corn. Corn's the protein that floats all ships. We'll see if we can get a lift going there. Soybeans are lower despite more buying meal to the Philippines. China now doing their daily sales. We're going to see all the time here, so it's not beyond new business. So beans are slipping back to last week's lows as well. Currently on the price, corn December down 1 3/4, 460. November beans off 12.5, 1167. Wheat, September Chicago off 13, 628. The Kansas September contract lower by 15.5 cents, 698. In Minneapolis, we have September losing today 11 3/4 cents, 658 1/4, despite the ratings dropping 3% out of good to excellent. A lot of yield reports out there. Not bad in some of the areas that should be okay. They're coming in pretty good, helping offset the other dry areas. So September at 658, December down 11 3/4 at 683 1/4. Soybeans, yeah, we were down 12.5, 1167. Now moving on to cattle. They were firmer this morning, but when the choice came in down $1.04, select giving up 65 cents, we softened in the front months, but not really going anywhere fast. Down 7 cents on August at 233.20. October also lower by 2 cents, 226.87. Higher by 15 cents on December, 226.10, as December cattle should be always worth more than October cattle, let alone worth much more than August cattle. Well, we'll see. They'll get it figured out. The feeder cattle right now, August, the index, what are we at? Down $1.75 at 354.23. At 350.80 is where August is at, compared to 354.23 on the index. September up 82 cents, 345.40. October gaining $1.02, 336.90. Well, we're up $1.47 on November, 329.62. Hogs had a big up day yesterday. Let's just take some away today. Down 37 cents, 83.30. December off 92 cents. We're at 74.20 there. On the gold, climbing $16 today, December contract, $4,436, while silver is slipping 41 cents. We're at $64.85. Dollar index up 5 cents at $99.75. Bitcoin August contract off $550, $63,570. And over in crude oil, well, you've heard the comments. President Trump saying, well, we'll just let the economic conditions squeeze on Iran for a while. Plus, we'll hit them hard if we want to. Iran speaking back, no, you're not. We're going to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed, and we're going to make you suffer with higher oil prices. So here we go. Strait of Hormuz not seeing much action. Our strategic petroleum reserve is getting drawn down. We are 4 to 6 weeks out from extreme difficulties of getting any more oil out of that thing. Currently, crude oil up $1.06, $83.19. We're mixed on the products. Diesel fuel's up 4 cents a gallon, $4.23, while gasoline is off a penny and a half at $3.12. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.